There's not one, but two Cleveland sports teams in the midst of a championship run currently. But most of the attention is on the Cavs, who are now down 2-0 against the Warriors. Game 3 is tonight in Cleveland. WKSU's Amanda Rabinowitz asked our sports commentator, Terry Pluto, what happened to the Cavs on Sunday night?
Generally, you play better the second game. You've got to look at what your opponent is doing, and they totally regressed. You know it's bad when the coach, Tyronn Lue, for the Cavs comes out and said, well, we did play a great first quarter.
When there's four quarters.
Yes, and when the end of the first quarter, the score was 21-19, and I remember sitting there going, they're lucky to be leading this quarter. They're getting out-rebounded. They're getting out-hustled. There was nothing great about that first quarter other than it's one of the few quarters that they actually won.
Yeah.
Now, I understand Lue is a rookie coach, and he's trying to look like the surrender flag isn't getting ready to be posted, but I would have much preferred him to say, we didn't do much anything right. I'm not happy with anything. I don't think the players are either. And we got to get it together and get it together now.
A lot of talk about the game was that they kind of lacked heart. Their passion is in question. What's going on here? Are they really lacking the drive right now?
I just think they're overwhelmed. I guess you look back and see they went 12-2 in the Eastern Conference playoffs. And those teams were even worse than we thought. That they played against. I was very fearful of Golden State going in, but I did not think that after the first two games in Golden State, the Cavs have been outscored by a grand total of 48 points.
So what do you think is the key for tonight? Must win game 3.
Well, you need a better game out of LeBron. I mean, it starts with him. And LeBron is, they've been just swarming all over him with 2-3 guys, taking him out. They need to actually maybe guard somebody once in a while. Their defense has been horrendous. LeBron's gotten discouraged watching this. Tyronn Lue may just have to figure out, if I got to play some of these bench guys with LeBron or whatever it is, I got to get some guys out there that want to play hard and keep this close.
Okay, so it's a must win for them tonight. Meanwhile, you have another team in town that's in the championships, and unlike the Cavs, are in a really good position right now. It's the Lake Erie Monsters.
Lake Erie Monster.
Of the American Hockey League.
Dan Gilbert's going to get a title one way or another this year. He owns them both.
Yeah.
He owns the Monsters, and he owns the Cavaliers. And I'm hoping they win the Calder Cup, and fans have been going crazy. They've been getting 10,000 to 13,000. I've talked to a couple of people who covered it, said they've been loud. It's just been exciting to see that happen here. I am not a big hockey fan at all, as you know, but I was looking at some of the stuff with the Monsters, and then I was reading some of the history, and it said they're going for the first title since what year?
It was 1964.
Right. Same magic year, by the way, as the Browns.
Right.
And now the Barons of the 1960s, I saw some of their games. My dad would get free tickets, and we would go. Back then, Amanda, there were only six teams in the National Hockey League, and there were six AAA teams.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, you could be a really good hockey player, truly an NHL caliber player now,
mm-hmm.
where there's 20-some teams, and spend most of your career in Cleveland.
They're up 3-0, and they go for the championship on Saturday night. It's kind of exciting.
Saturday night, right. Dan Gilbert's going to get the title one way or another. And also, the cool thing about minor league hockey is you could take your family to it. And you will be, if you're a hockey fan, you'll be watching the Bears and the Monsters playing. And probably within 3 years, about 30% of those guys will be in the National Hockey League. We're not playing to the purists here. You're playing to some bunch of Cleveland fans who are starving to see somebody bring a championship here, finally.
Well, it looks like they have a good chance to do that, up 3-0. Now we just got to pull these Cavs along, Terry.
You got to win a game.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what you really have to do. You win one, and then you start to think, actually, you could do it. Because it's funny how series shift. Remember, Golden State was down 3-1 to Oklahoma City.
Mm-hmm.
They haven't lost a game since.
All right, Terry, thanks.
Thanks.
That's commentator Terry Pluto talking with WKSU's Amanda Rabinowitz. At WKSU.org, he talks about the Indians hitting their stride in June.